Now, Millsy, 21 minutes to 9. Now, the British Film Institute releases a top 10. Now, every 10 years, they've got their top 100, but we're going to go through the top 10. Every 10 years, they come together, they get a collection of film directors and critics, and they ask them to name the greatest film of all time. Now, I wonder whether our audience can name the greatest film of all time.
Yeah. Well, have a crack. 133-882. Carl will be having a crack in a moment, and it will impact on his crack. 133-882. If you can name the greatest film ever, as determined by the British Film Institute. Now, at number 10, so don't bother if you're going to say Psycho. Have you seen Psycho?
Yes, I have seen Psycho.
Were you scared by it?
That could be me in about 20 minutes.
Were you scared by Psycho?
Not really, no, but I liked it.
A thriller?
The thing that made me more scared was Evil Dead. That would be, to me, the greatest horror film of all time, for me.
Okay.
Right, have you seen that?
No.
Evil Dead?
No.
Right, there you go. There's one to watch.
Grease, someone nominated Grease is not in the top 10. Probably wouldn't be in the top 100, would it? Of all-time great movies. 133-882. If you've got one, Singing in the Rain. I'm singing in the rain. Good song. Musical. Number 9. Number 8. The Godfather Part 2.
Is that right?
The Godfather Part 2. Now, I've got to be honest. Are you a fan of The Godfather? Well, we'll get there in a moment. Lawrence of Arabia came in at 7. This is all time, by the way. Star Wars can only make it to 6. And then Vertigo, which is another unbelievable movie, made it to number 5. Number 4, 2001 A Space Odyssey. So what are the top 3 movies of all time? Can anyone know any of the top 3?
Okay, can I have a guess? Because I don't have the list in front of me. You do,
okay,
right?
Go.
What about Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Does not make the top 10.
Cut it out.
Does not make the top
10. Who are these people? I don't know anything.
Well, I think they might know a bit more than you. They're the British Film Institute.
What would they know, mate?
They would know more than you.
Well, just because it wasn't made in Britain?
No, what else? Carry On movie? You want to nominate one of those, hey? Carry On? Carry On up the Khyber? No, that's where you're going in a moment. Seriously, is there another movie you like?
Are there other movies that... Well, I don't... Where does Matrix... does that fit in there? Maverick. What about Maverick?
No.
Why not? I actually enjoyed that movie.
Put
just
him
recently.
Out of his misery.
James, come on, mate.
James is at Allenbrook.
I went to the fat seats and watched it.
Hello, James.
Yeah, g'day, boys. How are you?
Very good. What have you got?
Mate, if I have a stab at it, if it's not Lawrence of Arabia, it would have to be The Godfather.
Lawrence of Arabia is at number 7, but my friend, you have nailed number 1. The Godfather is at number 1, the greatest movie ever made, according to this particular group. Here's a sample.
Now you come to me and you say, Don Corleone, give me justice. But you don't ask for respect. You don't offer friendship. You don't even think to call me Godfather.
That's like going to my local butcher shop.
Good morning to all the friends out there. You want some sausages?
They talk
you
like that
meat?
Too. So that's number
what's
1.
What's in the pie?
The
can
Godfather's...
you tell me what's in the pie, Millsy?
No, I can't. The Godfather's number 1.
What about Forrest Gump? Is he in the top 3?
Forrest Gump,
well,
good
come
movie.
On, mate. But Forrest Gump has to be in the top 10. He's not in the top 10.
Righto, let's go to Daryl, who's in East Victoria Park. G'day, Daryl.
G'day, boys. How you going? Good.
What have you got, Daryl?
Sound of Music, boys.
Sound of Music?
Why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing.
Start laughing. What about
best
pulp,
10
what
movies
about
of all
fiction?
Time?
No, is that in the top 3?
No.
Millsy.
No, you've got The Godfather. You only need 2 more. There's a classic. Frankly, I can't believe people haven't got it. Daisy, good morning.
Good morning.
What have you got?
Gone with the Wind.
Doesn't make the top 10. I know.
What about The Dark Knight?
Now you can get upset. Gone with the Wind doesn't make it. Days. I agree with you. Wayne, what have you got? Can you nail 2 and 3?
Good morning, gents. What about Citizen Kane?
Well done, my friend. It comes in at number 2. Why did you nominate that, Wayne?
Because I'm old.
Here's a bit of Citizen Kane.
I know too many people. I guess we're both lonely.
Yeah, everyone's lonely.
Right.
Well done, Wayne. There's only one.
So Wayne's old, right? So for old people listening then this morning, what about 12 Angry Men?
No, it doesn't
1957,
make the
list. Mate.
Angela is in Nullumara. Hello, Ange.
Hi, good morning, guys. I'm thinking Ben-Hur.
Ben-Hur's a classic, but doesn't make the top 10. It's another one that you could be outraged by.
What about Shawshank Redemption?
No, you just be quiet. You got no hope. Steve-O, good morning.
Morning, Steve. Morning, Carl. I was actually going to say Ben-Hur, but maybe Avatar.
No, not Avatar. No, I'm going to play. I'm going to play the last movie. So one was The Godfather, two was Citizen Kane. This came in at three.
Goodfellas.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Casablanca. And well done to the team from Morocco in the World Cup last night. So there you go, The Godfather, Citizen Kane, and Casablanca.